The New Recruit by R. Barry Andrews. Chapter 11. The next several weeks passed quickly as the students learned the things that they would be taking to the street in weeks 11 and 12. Matt had been studying by himself and creating his own possible test questions that he would be able to use as a guide when it came time to take the final examination. On the Friday at the end of week 10, the recruits were given their district assignments. The recruits would be paired with two different FTOs, one each week. The first week would be day shift, and the second week would be on midnights. Their schedule would be 4 10-hour days and then off 3 days. They would wear their recruit uniforms and only carry a police portable radio. Matt would report to District 5 at 0700 on Monday. District 5 covered the University of Cincinnati campus northwest to the city line, and he would be paired with a police officer named Don Luck. Luck was a 15-year veteran who had been involved in the training of more than 100 new recruits. He was an imposing figure, and his voice commanded attention. Matt arrived at the police station for his first shift, not really knowing what to expect. The briefing sergeant welcomed the recruits assigned to District 5 and issued the assignments for the shift, telling Luck and Matt that they would be working car 5104, and then went on to discuss the things which had occurred over the past 24 hours. Their beat would actually be the university campus area. When they got into the car, Luck placed the key in the ignition and then stopped. He looked at Matt and told him not to take what Luck was about to say personally, but Matt needed to know that he was not in the police car to work as an officer. He was there only to observe and to learn. Luck explained that the radio designation had a specific meaning in Cincinnati. The first number identified the district, the second number identified the shift being worked, and the last two numbers identified the area to be covered. They no sooner pulled out of the parking lot when they received a call to take a report of a burglary at 221 Wheeler Street just south of the campus. Luck explained that it was just a report where they would get the information on the burglary, which had already occurred, and there was no emergency. Car 5104 pulled up to the front of the address, which was an older house in a neighborhood that provided off-campus housing to students of the university. Luck knocked on the front door, and a young man in his late teens answered. The young man told the officers that this was a fraternity house and that he had returned to find the rear door had been pried open and that a computer and some cash had been taken from his room. He was the only one there, so he could not tell the officers if anything had been taken from anyone else. Luck asked the young man to show him the rear door, and the officers were led to the open back entry, which had shown signs of being pried. It had rained hard in Cincinnati early that morning, and Matt took notice that there were footprints leading away from the door of the house. When he pointed out the footprints to Officer Luck, he and Luck followed the footprints through a yard and stopping at the rear door of a residence less than a block away from the house that was burglarized. Luck knocked on the rear door of the residence, and then both officers heard the loud click that Luck immediately recognized as the sound of a shotgun being loaded to fire. Luck shoved Matt out of the doorway just as the pellets from the shotgun blast penetrated the wooden door. Luck drew his gun and radioed that he needed assistance, a term that tells the dispatcher that an officer is in trouble. Matt almost immediately heard the sound of multiple sirens getting louder with each second as police cars from anywhere close were screaming to get to them. There was a second blast from the shotgun and then silence from inside the house. Luck pulled Matt away from the door, and they took a position behind a rock wall at the house next door. There was screaming of tires coming to a stop, and police officers were running toward the back of the house to aid the two officers. A supervisor arrived and immediately called out the SWAT team for a barricaded person. He directed officers into positions where the house was surrounded while they awaited the specially trained cops armed with automatic rifles and wearing helmets and military gear. A motorhome arrived carrying a negotiator, who would try to talk the person in the house to come out and end this peacefully. From his position behind the rock wall, Matt could see news vans pulling up to the scene and police cars closing the surrounding streets to traffic. They remained in position for almost 1.5 hours, at which point the commander of the SWAT team ordered his people to forcibly make entry into the house. When the team made entry into the house, they found a male dead in the kitchen who had apparently died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the face. The burglar had blown his own face off with a shotgun. The scene was suddenly filled with cops. Matt saw one assistant police chief, one captain, two lieutenants, and three sergeants, as well as homicide detectives. Matt and Luck would have to drive down to CIS to file their statements of what had transpired. As they were driving downtown, Luck looked at Matt and told him this was a great way to start his first day, and then started laughing. They spent the shift answering the detective's questions and filing reports back at the district. Matt drove home with an adrenaline rush that he had never, ever felt before. Matt reported to District 5 for his second shift after a night where he had slept very little. Matt had called Dawn to tell her about the incident and was shocked that she already knew about it. Dawn told Matt that the word was all over the police department and she was proud of the way he had handled himself. The two cops left the briefing room after getting their assignment for the day, and cops were patting Matt on the back as they walked out to their patrol car. They would be working beat 5110, which covered the northwest limits of the city. They made a traffic stop, and Luck showed Matt how to issue a traffic citation and the proper way to approach a vehicle on a traffic stop. The next call was to a traffic crash, and Luck had Matt direct traffic around the scene while he took the report. Luck welcomed Matt into the mundane world of law enforcement. Matt really appreciated that Luck made everything they did a teaching moment and prepared for his upcoming 3 days off. He would call home and catch up on his notes. Matt had already sent his parents two checks to repay them for the startup money they had provided and set up a savings program with the extra money he now had. He would be back at District 5 on the night shift next week. For the night shift, Matt would be paired up with a cop named Bill Silverman. Silverman told Matt that he knew about Matt's first day escapades and promised to try to make his week an easy one. He reiterated that Matt was still not a police officer and to simply do everything Silverman told him and watch and learn. As they rode around their beat and the traffic became less and less, Silverman told Matt to always be proactive and check areas where crime was likely to occur. As they rode around their beat and the traffic became less and less, Silverman told Matt to always be proactive and check areas where crime was likely to occur. Silverman said that, no matter what the weather was, Matt should keep the window down so he could hear the sounds of the beat and to check behind businesses and look for things that are out of place. No sooner had he said that than the two found a rear window of an elementary school open. Silverman said that there is no way that two people could search a building of that size, so he called and asked for a canine unit to make the search. The search did not uncover any evidence of a burglary, and the officers closed the window and returned to patrol. In the subsequent days, Matt got the opportunity to participate in a DUI arrest, arrested a man for domestic violence on his wife, and was involved in a number of traffic stops. He would return to his training with a much deeper understanding of the demands of the job.